an automobile, you know, change oil. You get an oil change car, you take that oil and used to add a little kerosene or a little sulfur in there and mix it up real good and coat the animals with them, especially the horses and the cattle. You put that on their legs so them horse flies that when you get to them. That's the only protection they had.
Yeah. Or build smokes.
For the gnats. And the little gnats. You got a lot of that too around here.
That little animal that you see hopping around in your garden.
A rabbit?
No, these little insects, so they eat all everything in the garden, you know? Brown or green, they're always...
Well, crickets, we call it crickets, huh?
Grass.
Yeah. Grasshoppers or crickets.
Okay.
We have to pass the stuff on a cucumber plant. You have to call it bluestone. That was the name of it. Some kind of poisoning for insects. Man, you had to pump on your back, and you know, you used to go out there and spray it and cucumber plants with that to preserve it, you know, get the insects out of them.
Yeah. Now, what about that kind of stuff that grows, these kind of grass or something, and they, whenever you're walking barefoot, man, they stick in you.
Oh, racachas, we call them in French.
Yeah.
What do they call them? Cockaburra or whatever? That grows on the beach, in the sand. But then they don't have too many anymore. They got the way they uprooted them and, you know, they just destroyed it. So you couldn't walk around without those. Of course, some of them people could because they don't feel that. Their feet are so tough. They never wore shoes. They would bend the rocket child when they walk on it, you know.
Y'all didn't wear many much.
Nah, you had one pair. Man, when you, everybody, you could run on a shelf and you could almost run on a hot coal with a barefoot and wouldn't feel it. That's how tough your feet would be because you didn't have that. Shooting over there.
Would they ever take any parts of the tree or any sort of other preparations that you remember that they would give you for sickness or ailment or anything?
Oh yeah, well, tea, like I said, there was tea leaves and then had alum. And they had some kind of trees to go down here. They'd boil the roots and then boil it way down and what was extracted out of there that was good for. Or if you had a sunstroke or something like that. And today you still have people here that treat you for a sunstroke. They think it's voodoo there. You know, people say, well, it's superstition. But there's an old lady who lives right down the street, half a block over. I was playing basketball in high school. And another boy, both of us went up for the basket, and he fell on my foot and sprained my foot. Well, he couldn't go to the doctor. That was too far to go. She'd go up there, she'd take a little, some kind of little salve she had in a bottle, which the salve is probably what did the work, you know. Rub it on your foot and say a little prayer or, you know, something like that. And you wouldn't tell her thank you, you just walk out. And 2 days later, the foot was all right. I guess it must have been the massaging of the muscle wherever it was sprained at, or the salve that she used, which sunstroke. Treat you for sunstroke right now. The kid would catch a sunstroke and go by Aunt Louise. He's called Aunt Louise. She's still living, she lives right here. Go by Aunt Louise and get treated right now. You go over there and she treats you for sunstroke. 2 days later, you was all right. No more sunstroke. They're gone. And people believed in that. Oh, that was. She was better than the doctor in one of your main hospitals today.
Okay. And some of the local trees, oaks, willows, other types.
Well, you got trees here. I don't even know what the name of. You have this tree right here, which used to be a lot of them in Grand House. You know, green tree in the corner of that fence?
Yeah.
They walk on you, we call them. It makes a small seed that birds feed on when they're migrating through it. Little bitty seed. And that is always referred to as walk on you. And you wouldn't go cut up on a tree or hit a tree. Man, you could. The trees were taken care of that day because that was the only form of protection you had against bad weather. It was the trees. Yeah, they break the wind and it helped the homes. Everybody, man, you wouldn't dare go chop on a tree with a knife or something. Man, you get killed.
Other types of, did you have that tree with a long white limbs and a scaly bark? That grew those big kind of round,